But we begin in the United States, where Republicans, who until now have remained loyal to Donald Trump, are speaking out today to express their anger over his withdrawal of US troops from Syria. President Trump has also drawn global condemnation for the move, which effectively abandons the Kurdish fighters who joined the US-led coalition against ISIS. This morning, the US president warned the Turkish government not to attack the Kurds, but his sudden announcement on the exit from Syria is stoking fears of more bloodshed in the already devastated region, as Julia Holman reports.
In the last few hours, Donald Trump has thrown US Middle East policy into turmoil. He's been accused of abandoning allies and possibly giving ISIS a chance to regroup. But the president has defended his decision to withdraw US troops from the border between Syria and Turkey.
We want to bring our troops back home.
Donald Trump says he's fulfilling an election promise.
I got elected on that, and we're like a police force over there. We're policing. We're not fighting, we're policing.
But the area US forces are policing is a volatile region. It's currently held by Kurdish forces. They've been America's key ally in the fight against Islamic State. But Turkey has long regarded the Kurdish forces as terrorists. And now with the US withdrawing its troops, Turkey has a clear path to move south and invade its enemy.
If you look at some of the Kurds, as you know, that's a natural enemy of Turkey.
But while Donald Trump has opened the door to a possible Turkish invasion, he's at the same time threatened Turkey with economic obliteration if it oversteps.
I have told Turkey that if they do anything outside of what we would think is humane, they could suffer the wrath of an extremely decimated economy.
The Kurdish forces say that America stabbed them in the back, and many of the president's usually loyal allies agree. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell put out a statement urging the president to reconsider, saying,
"As we learned the hard way during the Obama administration, American interests are best served by American leadership, not by retreat or withdrawal."
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who's generally a staunch backer of the president, was so enraged by the decision that he called into Donald Trump's favourite network, Fox News, to express his displeasure.
"This impulsive decision by the president has undone all the gains we've made."
Nicholas Burns is a former Undersecretary of State serving in George Bush's administration and was the US ambassador to NATO. He's currently working as an advisor to Democrat presidential hopeful Joe Biden. He told RN Breakfast that the president's decision is deeply misguided.
"The United States has worked with the Syrian Kurds for years now. They've protected our special forces there. They've denied their positions in northern Syria to the Russians, Iranians, and Assad government. They've done the right thing in helping us to defeat, at least temporarily, the Islamic State."
And he believes the move will have deadly consequences.
"The Islamic State has been largely but not completely defeated. And if, in fact, the Syrian Kurds are not there to pen in the Islamic State, could that group regenerate?"
Middle East politics expert Dr. Dara Conduit from Deakin University says thousands of lives are threatened.
"I think probably the immediate challenge will be the humanitarian crisis, but over time I think this is going to be, you know, ISIS fighters last night are going to have thought, you know, yesterday was a pretty good day."
Many hope the president will change his mind, and there's precedent for that, according to Bulent Alireza, who's the director of the Turkey Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
"This is very similar to what happened in December 2018. Ultimately, Trump reversed himself. The question is whether he will actually reverse himself again in view of the opposition from Capitol Hill, led by some of his closest allies."
That's Bulent Alireza from the Center for Strategic and International Studies, ending that report from Julia Holman.